92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's Christmas Station. Chamber Chat every Friday at 7:45. And Hannah Crouch is in the studio. She's membership coordinator for the Grand Haven Ferrisburg and Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mary Ellen?
I'm well. The town is lit. I mean, the holidays are in full swing.
They are.
Lots of things going on with the chamber. Dune Dollars. Let's talk about Dune Dollars.
Oh, excellent. So if people don't know, the Dune Dollars are our community's gift card, so they can be spent like cash at certain merchants throughout the community. We have about 50 currently signed up.
That's nice.
And it's not only just those shops and boutiques. You can be used at restaurants or services or even groceries.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
There's a wide range that can... it can cover, it's a great gift for anybody.
Yeah. Truly. And do you go to the website to get the Dune Dollars? Or can you go come into the chamber and buy them?
Absolutely. So we can purchase them a couple ways. You can purchase them online at www.grandhavenchamber.org. You can stop in our office. And then we do also have plastic reloadable cards that you can add the funds yourself.
That's
and they're at a few
cool.
different locations.
Really?
We do. So they're a newer feature, but they're amazing.
Awesome.
Super user friendly. You scan the QR code, you put in your information. And then the card is loaded with the funds that you choose, any amount, so it can work for any budget, but it makes a great gift.
It does. It really, really does, because then people can use that however they want to use it. And how long are the Dune Dollars good for? Like a whole year from when you purchase them? How does that work?
So they're good for, they're valid for 5 years.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. So if you don't use them right away, or if you want to use them for, you're saving them for something special or anything like that. You generally can do that, and it's not an issue.
Awesome.
And then we also have those reloadable cards available at the Tri-Cities Historical Museum, Boris Shoes.
Oh, cool.
And then LMCU on Jackson Street also has cards available there. So if the chamber office is ever not open, because we do have border hours 9 to 4, so not terrible hours, but you know what I mean.
I do.
But if you're interested, you're like, oh, last minute. Outside of those hours, you can stop at one of those locations to have access to those cards.
Awesome. How was the holiday chamber bash last night?
It was excellent.
Was it nice? A lot of people there and stuff?
Very well attended.
Okay, good.
Very festive, very fun.
Okay, it always is. It always is. It's always a nice time to see people dressed up a little bit more, or they may have, you know, it's just nice to see people during the holidays.
Exactly.
You know,
everybody it's good to get out.
It is good to get out, and everybody wants to talk to each other and see each other, and it's always just a nice thing to do. Well, I'm happy that that went well. Are you ready for the holidays? How are you doing?
For the most part, pretty good.
Well, you've got a big event coming up on Saturday. It is the Jingle Bell Parade with the Chamber. This is, I can't believe how long you get. You work on this like a year ahead of time. It's a big deal. So what can you tell me about the parade?
So the parade starts at 6 o'clock. Road closures do start before, so we do have signs posted at downtown, but please make sure that you are parking outside of the parade route just so you do not get towed.
Right.
But we really look forward to seeing everybody. It'll be a great time.
I love it.
There'll be over 80 floats, I believe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or entries. So
okay.
There should be a lot of fun and a lot of fun things.
Yeah, and Santa and Mrs. Claus.
You can't beat them.
You guys got a direct line. I heard that Santa actually called. Santa missed April's call and then ended up calling the chamber. I mean, long distance from the North Pole. I'm like, this is so cool. But the Jingle Bell Parade is always just a fun time. And it's what's really fun about it, I think, is just to see the little kids, too. You know?
It's the magic of Christmas
at
its finest.
Really, really is. It is. Do you guys have Christmas decorations up at the chamber today, or have you done anything?
Yes, we have some mini Christmas trees up
there. You do? Okay.
Yep. Some poinsettias will be coming soon.
Nice.
It's a little bit festive up there, which is nice.
That's nice. And I know that you're the membership coordinator, and I have to say, you guys have been doing a really good job. I feel like every month I see more businesses joining the chamber.
Yes. So we've had many new people join.
That's awesome.
We're always growing, always trying to make those connections with our community members and help them connect to each other.
So what do you do as a membership coordinator?
So I kind of do all the things.
Oh, do you really? Yeah.
So I'm the support staff for all of our chambers. So whether it's helping out with events or helping out with sponsorship.
Wonderful.
Or
okay.
Anything like that. Invoicing. Yeah. I help with the website. So any kinds of things that you're interested in.
Yeah.
I'm like your go-to person. If I don't do it, then I know who to get you in contact with.
That's good though, because then you get to do different things.
Exactly.
Which keeps your job really interesting.
Yeah. No 2 days are the same, which is very nice.
It looks like we're going to get snow Friday night. 100% chance of snow Friday night. It'll drop down to 27, 40% chance of snow Saturday, high 33. Wear your snow pants for the Jingle Bell Parade.
Definitely. Wear lots of layers. It's going to be a blast.
And get those Dune Dollars, too.
Exactly.
Because they make a great, great gift. Well, good to see you. Wishing you and the Chamber a wonderful holiday season. It's been another episode of Chamber Chat.